Courtyard of Jamkran Mosque. You may have probably heard something about this mosque, its religious significance and its history. Tonight I have two guests, and Mr. Rizvi. I should like to direct the question to Dr. Shamili. Thank you very much for your coming here and for your explanations.
Thank
Start,
you.
Please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Yes, as you said, the Jamkran Mosque is one of the unique mosques in the whole Islamic world. The significance comes from the direct commandment and order of Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif himself for the construction of this mosque. The land belonged to Imam. An imam mentioned the guy who was just farming on this land.
Right.
An imam mentioned that you don't have any more right to use this land right. as a kind of land for your agriculture. You need to stop. There were some signs that imam said, haven't you realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting you, it's pushing you forward to know this piece of land does not belong to you. It's a very special piece of land. Land belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it must be a mosque. And the reward is so significant that Imam ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif said, Man sallaha faka'annama salla fil bayt al-atiq. Those who get a chance to pray two units in this mosque. It is equal to the reward of those who pray within Masjid al-Haram.
The great mosque in Mecca.
So, I had a question. We know of a lot of significant mosques in the world. Where does Masjid Jamkran rank amongst all these significant mosques? I mean, at times it is kind of confusing for a foreigner to understand where do all of these mosques stand. Of course, we know that the Holy Kaaba and the mosques surrounding it are the most important, but where does this rank in the eyes of Islam, in the eyes of Muslims?
Comparing different mosques in the whole planet. Number one, we need to talk about Masjid al-Haram. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضَعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةٍ. So without any doubt, Masjid al-Haram is number one.
Of course.
Why? Because the one who prays there, one unit, has the reward of 100,000 units.
Right.
One single unit has the same reward as 100,000 before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is Masjid al-Nabi in Medina. Because the one who prays there, one unit equals 1,000 rak'ah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you come to Masjid Kufa, then Masjid Sahla, then the mosque of Jamkaran or the Jamkaran mosque. The significance comes from the command of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala.
Sorry, was it a direct command or was it just a suggestion?
It was a command because someone, one of the inhabitants of the village, indeed the name of Jamkaran comes from the village beside this mosque. So the village...
It's a natural name, right?
The natural name. So someone, one of the inhabitants of this village,
right.
was farming on this, the whole piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Imam asked him, requested him to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that Imam at that time was with Prophet Khizr.
Mm-hmm.
And Prophet Khiz is the only companion who is just try to be with Imam, not to feel alone.
Right.
And interestingly, in Qom, not only this mosque, the mosque of Jamkaran, but we have another mountain that we call Khizr Mountain. And Khizr Mountain was a place for meeting of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajuh Sharif and Prophet Khizr.
Right.
And interestingly, on the occasion of his reappearance, the spot that these two guys come together, will come together to meet is this mountain.
Right.
For those who come to Qom and for those who come to visit
right.
the Mosque of Jamkaran, it would be better not to miss the chance to visit the Khizr Mountain,
right.
almost 2-3 kilometers from this mosque. So as you mentioned, yes, it was not just suggestion. It was the command of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Farajuh Sharif that this piece of land is special.
Right.
We don't know for what reason. We don't know really.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows that when Imam says this land is special
mm-hmm.
and those who pray here is like those who pray in Masjid al-Haram, it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected. I don't know for what reason,
right.
but this piece of land is special.
Yeah, and excuse me, is there any ritual special or specific to this mosque?
Yes. You know, when you enter this mosque, like in any other mosque,
mm-hmm.
you need to do 2 rak'ah as a kind of respect. We call it Salatul Tahiyyah, the prayer of respect.
Right.
Okay, like any other mosque. But as well as to that, there is another 2 rak'ah, which we call it the pray for Imam
right.
Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajuh Sharif. Right. Of course, when we say for Imam, don't miss. Don't try to misconcept or misunderstand the prayer.
Right.
Praying is only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
But the name of this prayer is...
Or the formula.
Yeah, just the name.
Yes.
It's the matter of name.
Right.
But the praying, the, you know, all parts of the praying is
right.
before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And interestingly, in these 2 rak'ah, you just, when you come at the point of Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, which is the, you know, expression of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you just repeat it 100 times in each unit.
Right. What is the significance of Tuesday nights at Jamkaran? Because I think that's the most popular night here, the busiest night.
Okay, very good question. Exactly like in Masjid Sahla, in
yes.
Najaf, and in Masjid Kufa,
mm-hmm.
the Mosque of Kufa.
Right.
For those who are interested to receive a special favor,
mm-hmm.
a special intention
right.
from Imam Mahdi Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajuh Sharif,
mm-hmm.
it would be better to come on Thursday
right.
night.
Right.
Tuesday night.
Right.
Okay. It would be better. And this is a custom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a rule.
Right.
That when you come to this mosque, exactly like the Mosque of Sahla, it would be better to come Tuesday night.
Right.
Tuesday night, 40 times. If you are able to come for 40 times,
mm-hmm.
then you will have chance to receive a special favor from Imam Mahdi Ajallallah Farajuh Sharif, because it has been a type of promise.
Yes.
From right. Imam Mahdi Ajallallah Ta'ala Farajuh Sharif.
I did not know that.
Thank you
know,
very much.
If you ask me the very precise reason,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I don't know.
Right.
As I told you about the, you know, speciality of the land itself.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected this piece of land
right.
as a special land
right.
to be the mosque. We don't know.
One thing I wanted to clarify was that was this land, in a sense, I guess, it's not the correct word to use, but was it taken away from the person who owned it, or was it bought from the person who owned it? How was this land taken over?
Oh my God, very good question.
Yeah.
Again, at the meeting that Imam Mahdi Ajallallahu Ta'ala Farajuh
mm-hmm.
Sharif had with Prophet Khizr, he ordered, he sent someone
mm-hmm.
at the house of someone who was called Muslim, the Jamkarani Muslim.
Right.
Okay, Jamkaran, I told you, the village,
yes,
near
village
this mosque.
Right.
Okay, Imam sent someone to ask about Muslim. When Muslim came, mm-hmm. Imam told him, Muslim, keep in mind, this piece of land, although you are farming on this land, mm-hmm. including the other pieces of land, okay, mm-hmm. but keep in mind that this is not yours.
Right.
This piece of land does not belong to you.
Right.
But forcefully you have taken it.
Right.
Leave it. For 2-3 years, mm-hmm. you were having problems. And it was the case that last year, the year before the time that Muslim mm-hmm. met Imam, mm-hmm. he lost his elder son.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
He lost. And mm-hmm. Imam said, wasn't that sign enough for you to leave. Know and to be mentioned that this piece of land does not belong to you?
Right.
And he said, yes. Imam added, I will provide you some more signs mm-hmm. that this piece of land belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
right.
it must be a mosque.
Right.
So in Islam, this mosque is special because it was built by the command of Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And many great ulamas throughout the history tried to come here
right.
and to take blessings.
Right.
Thank you very much for your informative explanations.
Thank you.
We'll come back again. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are the truth.
We all love you, we all love you.
How we want to be with you.
We all love you, we all love you.
In our hearts you are the truth.
We all love you, we all love you.
The final Rasul of Allah, your message travels so far.
You love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and
you love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
You love the Holy Prophet with his kindness and his spirit.
On the sweet day of your birth,
we all love you, we all love you.
Hope and passion filled the earth,
we all love you, we all love you.
On the sweet day of your birth,
we all love you, we all love you.
Hope and passion filled the earth.
Welcome back, the dear spectators. We are still in the courtyard of the Jamkaran Mosque. When I was a schoolboy, over 40 years ago, I still vividly remember that the original mosque was a very small building. Now, I should like to raise this question and ask Dr. Shamili to explain about the later developments of this mosque. Thank you very much.
Oh, very hard question. According to my understanding, this mosque is one of the, could I say, historical mosques in the history of Islam. Because historically, it belongs to 11 centuries ago, at the time of Mirza-i Qummi,
yes.
one of the great Shi'i ulamas who is buried in Qum, beside Fatima Masuma.
Yes.
So historically, it's not the matter of, you know, 1 decade, 2 decade, 3 decades, 1 century, 2 centuries, 3 centuries. It belongs to 11 centuries ago. So, when you talk about Jamkaran Mosque, you talk about one of the historical mosques from the period of Safavids. And before Safavids, you could talk about Jamkaran Mosque. There were some great ulamas at the time of Safavid, even at the beginning of the Safavid dynasty, who came to this mosque and they were respecting. Of course, as you mentioned, when myself, I entered the Elmi Seminary of Qom about 3 decades ago, I realized that this mosque was very small, very small. And almost isolated. No one even knows. When, for example, you ask the people, do you have any idea about the Jamkaran Mosque? They didn't know nothing. I don't know why. Maybe people had few or nothing, no information about this mosque. And gradually, particularly about 15 years, that people started talking about the importance of this mosque. We remember Sheikh Abbas Qummi in many of his volumes, in many of his writings, talks about Jamkaran. Mirza Hussain al-Nuri, he talks about the importance, and particularly Ayatollah Behjat and Imam Khomeini. They were careful not to miss the opportunity to come to this mosque. So, historically, it belongs to centuries ago. It's not few years.
Right.
11 centuries. But in terms of popularity, I don't know for what reason, people had no idea about the importance of this mosque, except some, you know, few ulamas who knew that this mosque has a speciality because it was built and constructed by the direct command of Imam Mahdi.
Excuse me, sir. Since this mosque hasn't been a recent development and its origin and its origin of establishment goes back to centuries ago, so far as I know, there's a well over here in which people write the notes. I mean, when they want to request something from Imam al-Mahdi al-Salam in writing, they take a piece of paper and write something on it and put it in the well. What's the significance of this well?
Very good question. Because the thing that we have in Islam, according to Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ O those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who are the pious people. Okay? Try to be pious. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ And try to have a type of intermediator. A type of mediator between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
To be your role model.
Right.
You ask Allah, but you need someone to be your role model. And it is not just about imams.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Prophet himself.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا If you come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you ask forgiveness, and also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks for you the forgiveness, you will have the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, the matter of written letter,
records, yes.
Records, it's not a kind of basic accepted thing in Islam. That the accepted matter in Islam is to have tawassul, whether orally or written. And it's said that when you have a kind of question and request from Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajhu, you just put it in a piece of letter and leave it in the river. If you don't find, then you come to a well and put. And you know, behind this mosque, there is
a well, yes.
But it's baseless to be the only place for, you know, asking Imam Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala.
Thank you for thank you very much for your informative explanations.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll come back again.
Muhammad, your name is the thing that makes my life nice and easy. All I have to do is say your name and from harm I will be free. Father of Fatima, Zahra and the brother of Ali. Treasure of knowledge, your name will always be the key. Day of Eid is the day that makes us Muslims very happy. makes us Muslims very happy. Miracle was made on that day, nothing like it, someone will see. Muhammad, your name is the name that makes my life nice and easy. All I have to do is say your name, and from harm I will be free. Father of Fatima, Zahra, and the brother of Ali. Saying these words tonight, hoping that you can hear and see me. Also, I wanted to tell you, your love grows in me like a tree. And for the treasure of knowledge, your name will always be the key. Day of Ghadir is the day that makes us Muslims very happy. Miracle was made on that
back
day
again. Excuse me, Dr. Shamili, we are approaching the beginning of our new year in the Iranian calendar,
yeah.
As well as it's a coincidence with the birth, with the anniversary of the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. Okay, could you please explain us something about the role of the Prophet Muhammad in the whole universe, I mean, in the civilizations, and why he made a role model for us?
Okay, good question. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran tries to provide role model. In the Islamic educational system, we are not just talking about abstract ideas without having concrete examples. So in chapter Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be a kind of live role model for all of the Muslims. But you may ask, in which aspect when you talk about role model?
Yes, in what ways?
There are different aspects, different characters in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the most perfect in the whole universe.
And excuse me, to my knowledge, some non-Muslim scholars, and I mean important people who hasn't been Muslims, they express appreciation in regard to the Prophet Muhammad and his social role. Could you please give us some idea in this regard?
Very good and very important point. Despite the recently offensive statements about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you just open the volumes, articles, and if you go through the internet, you will come up with plenty of statements and writings about the qualifications of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently, I came across a very interesting volume from Michael H. Hort. He has written a volume by the name of The 100, a ranking of the most influential persons in human history. He tried to highlight who is the most influential for humanity. And as a result, he came to the understanding that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is normally and precisely located at the top. If you compare him with the other, you know, different important figures in the human history, not just recent years or recent centuries, you will understand and you will realize that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is number one. It's not Muslim.
Right.
Michael H. Hort.
One question I had was, the Prophet was not declared a prophet immediately, meaning when he was born, he was not declared a prophet immediately. Was he a normal person till he became a prophet, or was he unique until the time that he became prophet as well? Meaning, was his life different from the life of a normal human being? I mean, was he more perfect in a certain way in comparison to other, you know, to other people around him, therefore that he was ready to become a prophet?
Very good question. Very good question, Sayyid Rasvi. You know, Sayyid Waqar, you see, when you talk about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the titles, great titles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Mustafa. In Arabic term, Mustafa means the very selected.
Right.
So the one who is going to be the prophet, to be the last,
right,
and the seal of the prophets, It must be, he must be pro.
Right.
You know, special.
Right.
He must be very qualified. So right. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because genetically and in terms of inheritance, he was a special.
Right.
The genes, the chromosomes, you know, the all, you know, type of...
The whole construct.
You know, the whole construct was a special. Right. And when he was born, he was under the supervision of Jibril.
Right.
Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib talks about this speciality in Nahjul Balagha. From the beginning of his life, he was under the protection of Gabriel to protect him from all types of sins, you know, and you know deviations and problems and mistakes. But the speciality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the reception of revelation. Qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya. I'm a human being like yourself, with the exception that I receive revelation. Okay, so protection, indeed he was surrounded by all types of protection, biologically, physiologically, and in terms of education, before prophethood and after prophethood. But particularly after prophethood, his speciality was because of revelation.
Thank you very much for your contribution and for your cooperation. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلوات